Welcome to the Life Insurance Basics audio section. In this chapter, we're going to do a quick overview of the key concepts and terms from the chapter. For life insurance, insurable interest exists when the applicant financially prospers from the continued life of the insured, and the death of the insured would cause financial hardship. Insurable interest must be present when the policy is applied for. However, insurable interest does not need to exist thereafter. In either case, the death benefit will be paid. There are three categories of insurable interest in life insurance: a person's own life, the lives of relatives or spouses, in business financial relationships. Personal use of life insurance include survivor protection, estate creation, and cash accumulation. Survivor protection. One of the most common reasons for purchasing life insurance is to provide financial protection for family and dependents if the insured dies. The death of either spouse can strain the financial stability of the family. Life insurance can provide a family with a stream of income to fulfill the family's basic necessities of life and current lifestyle. These needs include mortgage payments, living expenses, children's education, health insurance, and surviving spouse's retirement income. Estate creation. Life insurance creates an immediate estate. For example, an investment fund may take years to grow, whereas a life insurance policy purchased today creates an immediate estate in a minimum amount of at least the initial premium. Cash accumulation. Life insurance policies that build cash value, or whole life policies, may be used as a cash accumulation vehicle for any number of purposes. Some common purposes for accumulating cash include funding a college education, saving for retirement, or purchasing a home. Now let's move on to business uses of life insurance. Business uses of life insurance include buy-sell funding, key person insurance, and employee benefit plans. Buy-sell funding is life insurance funded agreements used to assure that the ownership of the business is sold to the surviving owners in the event of the insured employee's death or disability. Key person insurance is insurance purchased to prevent the financial loss when an owner, officer, or manager dies. The company purchases, pays the premium, and is the beneficiary of the life insurance policy on the key person. Employee benefit plans are given to employees as perks or privileges designed to provide incentive to join or remain with the company long term. A few examples are executive bonus plans, deferred compensation plans, and split dollar plans. Now let's do a general overview of some different classes of insurance. Each one of these will be covered in more detail later. Group versus individual. Group life insurance provides life insurance to many people under one policy. A master policy is issued to the organization, and individual certificates evidencing coverage are given to each member insured. Individual life insurance is issued on the life of one individual with individual underwriting, rates, and coverage. Permanent versus term. Permanent life insurance is whole life insurance that is effective for the entire life of the insured or up to age 100. Whole life is permanent protection plus the cash value. Term life insurance is effective for a temporary period of time designated by the policy. Term insurance has no cash value and is temporary. Participating versus non-participating. Participating life insurance policies are policies that pay dividends to policyholders. Mutual insurance companies are participating. Non-participating life insurance policies are policies that pay dividends to shareholders, not policyholders. Stock companies are non-participating. Fixed versus variable. Fixed life insurance policies earn a constant rate of interest, thereby providing a guaranteed minimum of benefits. Variable life insurance policies earn a fluctuating rate of interest and do not guarantee a certain cash value. You also need a securities license in addition to your insurance license to sell variable policies. That's it for this chapter. I want to make sure you read the chapter and take the practice quizzes. The audio supplement is only an overview. Good luck!